Still on, this is Wednesday evening 1:06:21. A no-nonsense look at the book of Revelation. The title is, It's Beginning to Rain. Y'all can guess what that means. Matthew 24. We're going to start with verse 21. All right, everybody ready? In verse 21, it says, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. Except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, Lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall rise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, inasmuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even into the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. But immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, the moon shall not give her light. The stars shall fall from heaven, the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in the heavens. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven and with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet, and they shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is nigh. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." I'm going to go into the rest of that. One shall be taken, the other left. But anyway, this is what I believe we said. It'll be like the days of Noah. And we know what happened in the days of Noah. And we're going to read that. I want to read that, and I want you to see the details of what the steps that God took to make sure that his elect at that time were safe. Okay, Genesis chapter 6. The world was in a sorry shape. All right, we'll just start with verse 1 there, chapter 6. "And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and it's also after that when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. And the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown." It's kind of interesting. I'm reading the book of Jubilees. It's kind of interesting the way it lays it out, because it puts everything, it says, so-and-so Jubilees, and everything's Jubilees, Jubilees, Jubilees. But the main thing that I'm seeing, because I'm reading about the time of Noah, was that the main thing, the main reason God destroyed the earth was because of cannibalism and drinking blood. And it just brought out that Noah laid down strictly to his sons not to do it. And he said, but I know when I pass away, that you'll revert back to that. And they did. And, you know, this is where our world sits. This is what has got us to this state. I mean, if it's like, you know, it's just all about it over and over. And you see in the Old Covenant where you don't drink the blood, even the blood of animals. In the Old Covenant, the Jewish people, they drain the meat a certain way, so that all blood is gotten out of the meat. And so you see, God doesn't want man to drink blood, not animal blood, not human blood. And we know the people of today, they'll kill an animal and they'll drink their blood, terrorize an animal and drink their blood if they can't find a human. That's sick. I mean, you're talking sick of the sickest. And that's what's polluted our land. It's the same old story over and over and over again. That's why he said, as it was in the days of Noah, you're going to be dealing with the same demonic swamp rats that we are dealing with today. Or it's going to be the same for you as it was in his day. There wasn't that many generations that they got to that place. It so pollutes the land. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Well, they didn't have television back then. But they had somebody feeding them some bad stuff. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping things, the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. Hey, doesn't that sound like today? And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood, rooms that shall make in the ark, thou shalt make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. This is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower second and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant. This is meant to encourage y'all tonight because of the things that are happening. I had somebody text me earlier, not a relative, somebody. What's going on? Just panic mode. I'm thinking, it'll be okay. Well, I'm sorry. I just don't have much faith. And I'm doubtful and all this. I'm thinking, then just don't worry. It'll all work out. You know, it'll work out. If God did it for Noah, and he said, as it was in the days of Noah, if it was this way for Noah, it's going to be that way for you. Yeah. All right. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing, of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive, and thee they shall be male and female. He probably got to the point that he didn't want to have to make more animals and create more things. He'd done it over and over already. He had to come in and play cleanup. What do they call that when there's all this mess? You have to come in and clean up where the devil had been after he destroyed mankind. We don't know how many times. Of fowls after their kind, of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And thou take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. And the Lord said unto Noah, come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation. Of every clean beast thou shalt take to thee by sevens, the male and his female, and of the beasts that are not clean, by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also the air, by sevens, the male and the female, to keep seed alive upon the face of the earth, or of all the earth. For yet 7 days, and I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living substance that I have made will I destroy from off the face of the earth. Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the waters of the flood, of clean beasts and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls and of everything that creepeth upon the earth. There went in two and two unto Noah, unto the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded Noah. Came to pass after 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. You talk about a lockdown. You talk about a quarantine. You ain't never been in quarantine until you've been stuck on a boat for a year and a half or however long it was with a bunch of animals. I think, you know, I saw a deal years ago of how they constructed it. They put the animals at the bottom because of the sewage. Mm-hmm. Emptied out into the water. Yeah. The smell. Yeah. All right, in the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the seventh day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the winds of heaven were open. And that rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. We're talking about the purge here. We're talking about the draining of the swamp. It was a pretty good sized swamp. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. They and every beast after his kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. So Noah didn't have to go seek them out. God spoke to the animals, and they obeyed. And they that went in, male and female, of all flesh, as God had commanded him, the Lord shut him in. Now the ark is a word. The word. And I believe it's our seal. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth. The waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. So it didn't take God real, real long to take them out. 40 days. Now it took a long time for the water to go down. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went upon the face of the waters, and the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered 15 cubits upward till the waters prevailed, and the mountains were covered, and all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man. All those whose nostrils were the breath of life, all that was in the dry land, died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both male and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven. And they were destroyed from the earth, and Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark, and the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. And God remembered Noah and every living thing. Now, God remembered us through this year, we're coming up 10 months on nearly 11 months of COVID restrictions and all this mess, our whole world. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged, or whatever that is. The wet fountains also of the deep, and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven was restrained. And the waters returned from off the earth continually, and after the end of the 150 days, the waters were abated. So we're talking how long is 250 days? It took for the water to go off, and they'd already been in the ark another 40 days. I wasn't sure how long exactly.
6 months.
Yeah. And the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat, and the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. Wow. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which he had made. Can you imagine him looking out there and thinking, oh my God, we finally see the tops of the mountains. And he sent forth a raven which went to and fro until the waters were dried up from off the earth. Also he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and pulled her in unto him into the ark. And he stayed yet another 7 days, and again he sent forth the dove out of the ark. Man, he was stir crazy. I got to get out of this place. And the dove came in to him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from off the earth. And he stayed in another 7 days and sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him anymore. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth. And Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. In the second month, on the 7th and 20th day of the month, was the earth dried. And God spake unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife, thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee of all flesh, both of fowl and of cattle, of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breed abundantly in the earth and be fruitful, multiply upon the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him, every beast, every creeping thing, and every fowl, and whatsoever creepeth upon the earth, after their kinds, went forth out of the ark. So, what happened? God purged the earth. He completely purged the earth. And that is where we sit in time. That's what God is going to do. We need to not look to man. Even though he is using men, God is the one that's doing this, and we have to trust what he's doing. Just like Noah had to trust God. Okay, the Lord began to say to me that he had gathered Noah and his family and the animals into the ark. He shut them in and watched over them through the storm. The storm is upon you. And I'll read you as we get down here why I think that. Okay, we're going to look now to Revelation chapter 7. If anybody doubts the storm, all they have to do is look on social media at a few things. You think, oh my God, the storm is truly upon us. All right, Revelation chapter 7. Get a drink here. And after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor the sea, nor on any tree. I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. To me, this is significant. Like, we're going into the ark. We're sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. We're sealed by God. And I heard the number of them that were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of the tribes, the children of Israel. I've been reading through the tracing the tribes of Judah, or the tribes, the lost tribes, through the Assyrian tablets. And I come to the part where Tiatephi was Zechariah's daughter, Jeremiah's granddaughter. She ended up being a ruling on the throne. She was royalty in Ireland. And so I thought that is so cool, because those tribes are infiltrated all throughout the earth, all throughout the earth. And we have a lot of Irish in our background, Danny's parents too, you know, with our grandfather being Craig. I mean, you can't get much more Irish than that. And so I thought, Lord, you know, we probably truly could be in the lineage of a truly a lost tribe of Israel. We have to get over You know, the nation of Israel was started by the Rothschilds. Did you know that? 1945? And those people, you know, just like the ones that had the crown for so long, they stole the crown from the true monarchy. They're German. They're not true monarchy. This robbery's been going on. So we've been made to believe, oh, you know, that little place over there with that little bit of corrupt people, the Mossad and all of that goes with it. No, the true tribes are lost all through. And they're being called in. And they're being sealed. God knows who they are. They're coming from every nation. Now, we all thought they all returned to Israel. But no, we are Israel. Circumcised in heart. And whether or not we are from that lineage, which we are all come from Adam, so I'm sure we fit in there somewhere. By the natural being born again, you're part of it. So either way, you win. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Reuben, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, Manasseh, Simeon, Levi, Issachar, Zebulun, Joseph, and Benjamin. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and peoples and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands. And cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. All the angels stood round about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said, These are they which came out of great tribulation, have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him night and day in his temple, and he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them into living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Okay, with that, we read this last week, I think, but I want to read it again because I believe it's talking about the millennial reign. This is Zechariah chapter 14. Zechariah is a very interesting book. It's the one that talks about the spirits, like in Revelation, the apocalypse, the four horsemen. It also talks about some UFO-y stuff or what people would consider UFOs. You ought to check it out. It's pretty interesting. Okay, I'm trying to find the last chapter, 14. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee, for I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and this city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and the half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Maybe it's because they're there to claim their true right. It's been stolen. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley, and half the mountain shall remove toward the north and half of it toward the south. And ye shall flee to the valley of the mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach unto Azel. Yea, ye shall flee, like as ye fled from before the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah. And the Lord my God shall come and all saints with thee. And it shall come to pass in that day that the light shall not be clear nor dark, but in one day which shall be known to the Lord, not day nor night, but it shall come to pass that at evening time it shall be light. And it shall be in that day that living water shall go out from Jerusalem, half of them toward the former sea, and half of them toward the hinder sea. In summer and in winter shall it be. The Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day shall there be one Lord, and his name one. All the land shall be turned as a plain from Geba to Rimmon, the south of Jerusalem. It shall be lifted up and inhabit in her place, from Benjamin's gate unto the place of the first gate, unto the corner gate, and from the tower of Hananel unto the king's winepress. And men shall dwell in it, and there shall be no more utter destruction, but Jerusalem shall be safely inhabited. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. And it shall come to pass in that day that a great tumult from the Lord shall be among them, and they shall lay hold every one on the hand of his neighbor, and his hand shall rise up against the hand of his neighbor. And Judah also shall fight at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the heathen round about shall be gathered together, gold and silver and apparel in a great abundance. So shall be the plague of the horse, of the mule, of the camel, and of the ass, and all the beasts that shall be in these tents as this plague. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which come against Jerusalem shall go up from, or even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be, those whoso will not go up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even upon them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not, they have no rain. There shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. In that day shall there be upon the bales of the horses holiness unto the Lord, and the pots in the Lord's house shall be like the bowls before the altar. Yea, every pot in Jerusalem and in Judah shall be holiness unto the Lord of hosts, and all they that sacrifice shall come and take of them and seed therein. In that day there shall be no more Canaanite in the house of the Lord of hosts. Now, those that are of Cain, that's where the Canaanites come from. These people that worship Satan, they call themselves the children of Cain. Okay? So there won't be any of that. None of that will be allowed. Okay. The Lord also said this, I did not leave Noah on the ship. I shut him in and protected him and them. This is what he is doing for all those that are his. We will ride out the storm in safety, just as Noah and his family and the animals. When the storm was over and the water resided, they stepped into a new world. All right, I'm going to read to you why I believe the storm is upon us. It's a very short. This was a bill that was signed into law on January the 1st, 2021. It's called, it's called the Storm Act. So on Friday, January 1st, 2021, the president signed into law S.3418, the Safeguarding Tomorrow Through Ongoing Risk Mitigation Act, or the Storm Act, which authorizes the Federal Emergency Management Agency to provide capitalization grants to states to establish revolving funds to provide hazard mitigation assistance to reduce risk from disasters and natural hazards. Now, I came across something and I didn't take a screenshot, so I couldn't find it again. But what this person was bringing out, that really what they are doing is they're enacting these FEMA camps for these however many, 270, I don't know how many arrests there are, over 200,000 indictments, which can include many people in each indictment. They're going to be used these for prison. That's why I believe through this, he didn't say the storm is upon us, like Q has said he would say, but he enacted the Storm Act. Anything I know about Donald Trump, he keeps everything pretty close to, you know, he doesn't leak anything out, and he talks in code. All right. So you can think what you want. I believe this is what the president's way of announcing, like Q said, the storm is upon us. What was happening while Noah, his family, and animals were on the ship? The purge of the scourge. That's exactly what was happening. In other words, the deep state, the swamp was drained. On 1/5/21, the Lord said to me, right before I woke up, it's like I wake up at 5, and this is what the Lord said to me. The president has to let them fully commit the crime and think that they have gotten away with it, and then he can arrest them and it will stick. I want to read something I read to you last Sunday. This was the information from Rick Wiles from True News. He was the first person I followed when I started, you know, in this going down the rabbit holes. A friend of his, of Rick Wiles, received this information from a friend that is currently working in a national security position in Washington, D.C. He said this, Biden will not be sworn in as president. The minute they try to illegally swear in an illegally fraudulent president, they can He's dead meat. He probably already is. He will be arrested instead, is what he said. The DOJ has all the bank transfers, wires from China to Hunter Biden, from Hunter Biden to Joe Biden. He's currently, in fact, he's been indicted in Ukraine, and he can't even run for president. And Kamala Harris also is illegal. She's not a naturalized citizen. So both of them are illegal. Just that alone. He is currently preparing to capitulate, which means surrender. All right. And I won't even get into what Pence pulled today. The president immediately blocked him off his Twitter feed. And so they said he has unfollowed the president. So if we never see him again, the Secret Service took him out through the tunnels. He may be on his way right now. It wouldn't surprise me one bit if he wasn't arrested right on the spot. We'll see how it all plays out. Okay, this is how earlier, after this person contacted me, and I was trying to comfort them. They're young in the Lord. They don't know much. And so this is what I told them. First, she said, well, how do we come back from this? I said, unsealed indictments, arrest, military tribunals. This is how it's going to play out. Q said all along, it has to be that way. It doesn't matter how many court cases and how many this and that or whatever. I believe it's all been for the people to be awakened, and it's all for a show. Okay. So, it's like the movie The Sting. They have to let them do the crime before they can do the time. Okay. All right, he said, the president has to let them fully commit the crime and think they have gotten away with it, and then he can arrest them and it will stick. It's like when you get your hand caught in the cookie jar. You don't arrest him before he steals the cookie, even though, you know, they're fraudulent voting, it's bad enough. All right, this was not just another election, even though it is an illegal one. And I was talking to Danny about this. If he implemented NASARA on November the 2nd, then NASARA goes this way, deep state goes this way, they can inaugurate him and it doesn't mean zip. The president just go on and they'll inaugurate him. Because he is the first president of the newly restored Republic of the United States for America, no longer of the United States of America under the corporation. Because if you notice, after the election, he changed his Twitter from president to candidate. Yeah. So just think about that. There's a lot of signs, little signs here and there. He's speaking to us. I haven't heard all the speech today, but I'm sure there's a lot of comms in what he's saying. There always is. I'm looking forward to somebody that knows how to decode it to kind of get some ideas of what's going on. Okay, it's not just another election. It's the biggest sting operation in the history of this nation and the world. It's been set up for a long time. It's a plan. And it seems like I can't seem to get that through people's thick heads. Twice today, I've had someone say that to me. Like, well, I hope so. I didn't even respond. I thought, after all this, if you still don't believe, then just shut your negative mouth and just stay out of the way. You know, we need people. There was somebody posting today on WeGo. It was like everything was negative. And I said, Patriot, it's really essential that you keep your negativity to yourself. You know, you can think what you want, but just please keep it to yourself. We don't need any fear-mongering. We don't need to see any more than we're seeing right now. I'm getting bolder about that when I come across somebody like that, because I'm thinking, you're the problem. You are why we're going through this. Okay. This is what a sting operation is, a deceptive operation designed to catch a person committing a crime. Everybody's wanting it to be over before they inaugurate a fake. Okay. This is why the president made the phone call to a Republican Secretary of State trying to get him to do the right thing. And this man called the president everything but he called him a liar. He said, your statistics are wrong. There is no voter fraud. Okay. All right. They had the opportunity to make it right. And they are just continuing on in their blatant, and then pulling what they did with the two senators from Georgia. I am willing to say, put it out there, that I believe they'll be exonerated and found to be truly the winners, and they will be seated. I believe that. All right, the storm is the purge, and it's about to go down. I believe that. All right, we're going to read a few scriptures from Revelation and one from Daniel, and then we'll be done. I do have a... Huh?
You didn't read what the Lord said to you.
Yes, I did. I told you, right here. 1:5:21, the Lord said to me right before I woke up at 5 a.m., the president has to let them commit the crime. Seemed like there was more to that, but I...
There was when you were talking to me.
Okay. Can you refresh my memory?
Well, you were going to say something to the effect of, don't be surprised what happens tomorrow and how it looks.
Yeah. I told him because, yeah, because I had the inkling all day long. Don't be surprised if they don't try. Because this person that texted me today, she said, what's going on here? I said, can you be specific? Because I wasn't looking at anything because I was kind of try not to look at that kind of stuff before I teach and everything. And she was saying, well, they've confirmed Biden. They gave him the votes and they confirmed him. And that's exactly what the Lord said to me. He said, you know, no matter what it looks like, see, if they continue on in their fraud, anyway, we've got to trust the plan. That's all I got to say. But I just had that inkling all day long. Don't be disappointed. I'm telling you this so that you won't be, because, you know, there's a lot of big hype with all the people in D.C. and all the stuff that's going on. People are not going to understand, and people are going to be all up in arms about it because of what's happening, unless they're people that do know and they do trust the plan. So I believe that's why the Lord gave it to me, so that we would not be rattled because of what we're seeing. And when we've got people like that texting and wondering what in the world's going on, you can say, well, this is what's going on. Okay. All right, Revelation 14. Let me see what else I've got to... Okay. Y'all can be turning there. I copied this off. This is somebody new called Whiplash. He's saying 1,000 years of peace, no wars. This is the U.S. national version combined with Jusera as one updated by Trump to add quantum. This means getting rid of nuclear reactors and all domes worldwide. It removes the ability to have these wars and commit trafficking crimes, which is nothing new, but... And then he goes on to talk about all the things in Nasera and Jusera. But, I mean, even somebody that, you know, they're talking about the 1,000 years of peace. You hear it all the time. I'm thinking, Lord, why don't they connect that with your 1,000-year reign? I did hear someone yesterday that I listened to make that statement about it's the time of Christ. I think it was somebody with Charlie Ward. He said, we're in the time of Jesus coming and his reign here. Every once in a while you'll hear somebody say that. But most of them are just dumb as stumps. And I'm just going, and you're a preacher? You're even a prophet? You don't get it? What's wrong with this picture? I don't know. But anyway, that's where I believe we are. Like I said, if I'm wrong, I guess I'll be apologizing. But I'd rather be wrong and warn people than not. You know, in Noah's day, they would have probably, you know, he warned and warned and warned and warned and warned and to no avail. Okay, Revelation 14. And I know this is a Q post, And it's an acronym, but it says nothing can stop what's coming. All the cybersecurity, that agency that the acronym is from, I don't remember the name of it right now, they have everything. They know everything. The president at any time, just like I said, he's got a whole stack of Trump cards, but he's just drawing it out and drawing it out, dripping it out, trying to get people to wake up. All right, Revelation 14. Verse 1, I looked and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, with him 144,000 having the Father's name written in their foreheads. I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sang, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Those faith walkers and faith talkers. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, unto every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. I think about Santa Surfing, and she's always talking about her angel Anon that gives her intel. This angel, you know? And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon has fallen, has fallen on that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. God is not going to allow these horrible, horrible beings to remain. It's filled the earth. There's nowhere else to go. That's why it can't just be a little fix here and there. It has to be a total purge. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works do follow them. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and his hand a sharp sickle. Another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in the sickle, or thy sickle, and reap. For the time has come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. It is ripe. I mean, it is so ripe. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. Another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle, gather the clusters of the vine to the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. So 200 miles of just blood. Yeah. It's going to be a nasty day. Whether that's metaphorically, or rather that's literal. All right, Revelation 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which doth corrupt the earth with her fornication, and hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, Alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshiped God that sat on the throne, saying, Amen, Alleluia. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, and ye that fear him, both small and great. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of many thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. To her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. See, we're invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's this bloodbath. That is this draining of the swamp, executions in the square. I don't know. Could be all kinds of things. But we're going to get to see it. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. I fell at his feet to worship him, and he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven open, and behold a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And a good thing to remember in the book of Revelation, there is a heaven's perspective, and there is a natural perspective that's being perceived. With all of this happening, I can see the armed forces going and extracting those people, one taking the other left, whatever, however they choose to do it. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heaven, Come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, that ye may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses, and the flesh of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. We are in a cyber war. Definitely. And now some of it look like it's in the streets today. But it's more Antifa paid dissidents. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And also today, some major intel dropped about Obama and his connection with all the voter fraud and all of that. Yep. You know what Antifa does? Look here, not over here. He may be the first big arrest, the one that shocks the world. And the remnant was slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. Now, I want y'all to understand, we're seeing it naturally, but God is doing this. God is doing this. If you read through the Bible, they were this one overtaking that one and that one all through the Old Testament. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he shall be loosed for a little season. But the good part is, and I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So, just the Clintons alone, if you follow their trail of blood, how many people they've murdered. And how many, you know, we're talking about the Republicans, newly elected, a couple of them are like only 40 years old, newly fixing to be sworn in, senators or congressmen that are just die all of a sudden for, I can't figure out. To me, I think they took them out. I really do. All right. I got one more here. I want to show you this meme. I showed it, I think it was last week. I should have brought it last week, but I didn't think about it. This is the European Union, or you could say the United Nations and their regions, okay? And this is why another reason why I believe it's the end of the church age and the beginning of the kingdom age. We're going to turn to Daniel chapter 2. A little bit change of subject, but still about the end. Verse 31 of chapter 2. This is Nebuchadnezzar's statue. Y'all there? Thou, O king, sawest and behold a great image. The great image whose brightness was excellent stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass, his legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them to pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, the gold, broken to pieces together, became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. This is a thousand-year reign. That last kingdom, ten toes, ten regions. Okay, let me read the rest of this. This is a dream, and we will tell the interpretation thereof before the king. Thou, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. And wheresoever the children of men dwell, the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heaven, hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them all. Thou art this head of gold, and after thee shall rise another kingdom inferior to thee, and another third kingdom of brass, which shall bear rule over all the earth. And the fourth kingdom shall be strong as iron. For as much as iron breaketh in pieces and subdueth all things, and as iron that breaketh all these shall it break in pieces and bruise. Whereas thou sawest the feet and toes, part of potter's clay and part of iron, the kingdom shall be divided, but there shall be in it of the strength of the iron, for as much as thou sawest the iron mixed with my clay. As the toes of the feet were part of iron and part of clay, so the kingdom shall be partly strong and partly broken. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with my clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. We're seeing that separation right now. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. For as much as thou sawest that the stone was cut out of the mountain without hands, and that it brake in pieces the iron, the brass, the clay, the silver, the gold, the great God hath made known to the king, which shall come to pass hereafter, and the dream is certain, and the interpretation thereof sure. It's called the Revised Holy Roman Empire. And I didn't describe all what all these other, you know, the head of gold we know is Nebuchadnezzar, Babylon. And there was just all these kingdoms have already passed away. And we are the ten toes. We're the end. This is it. Okay.